Dear Lord, Thou hast been our dwelling places in all generations. Where could I turn but to the Lord? We're thankful for Thy faithfulness. We're thankful for refuge that we find in Thee. For the strength that Thou providest. For Thy word. And we praise You in Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear ones, for this afternoon, I'd like us to read from Isaiah chapter 55. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and that he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat, ye come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ears and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him as a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, a nation that know not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thought. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, said the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and snow from heaven, and returneth not hither, but watereth the earth, he maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things whereunto I send it. For ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees in the field shall clap their hands. Instead of thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. I will try to read much more than I will speak, because I don't trust myself into speaking much. Ho, everyone that thirsteth. There is a separation between second and third word in that first sentence. Everyone and he that thirsteth. The call is really to everyone. But everyone is called to thirst. How do you thirst? How do I thirst? For the Lord. In Revelation, first chapter, in third verse, it says, blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of the prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. It occurs to me this afternoon that how is one to thirst? The one to read, one to hear, and want to keep that which Lord is telling us. And if you or I thirst, what better place it is than to come to the water? And Lord is offering that water. Come to the waters. And come and buy without money and without price. When we are thirsty, we desire nothing more urgent than water. But water needs to be supplied. It needs to be given to us. And we say, come and buy without money and without price. And we do have opportunity for that because the price has been paid. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. Come ye by without money, without price. Milk and wine, the symbol of the fullness of that which God is offering us, a completeness. And with that invitation comes the question and the warning, why spend ye money for that which satisfied not, which is not bread? Why do you labor for things that satisfy not? It calls for introspection, that we look into our lives and see where we spend energy, time, money, labor, and what is really essential in our lives. Incline your ear. Come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. We have all been going through very emotional times, and it brought up a lot of painful memories. We remember how David cried, "Absalom, my son Absalom, would God that I had died for you instead of you." Absalom, my son. And we're grieving now with Sister Yasmina, the family. And we remember those in the past that we grieved and that we have never forgotten. And as Brother Dusko talked this morning, how it's only the Lord who brings us up, who provides the strength for the day. Times like this come upon us. Our hymnal number 149, it says, "Can it be a pleasure to me to be human born? Can life be a treasure for me anymore? And there is so much sinning, anguish, need, and fear. From our life's beginning until death comes near. Nothing here could cheer us if no Christ there were. He brought heaven near us when he did appear." Whosoever confess him as their God and Lord, never should aught distress them. Peace is their reward. Could for love be weeping, O thou Son of Man, safe within thy keeping by thy love's great pain? Thou my heart has moved, thine I ever shall be. Thou leadst me, beloved, that I still have thee. Many a blessed hour I have oft with thee. I feel thy great power when depressed I be. Hast me much forgiven, in thy mercy mild, new grace sent from heaven for this slothful child. The call, seek ye the Lord while he may be found, call upon his name when he is near, ends not on the negative note. There's a promise at the end. But before that promise, we are given some instructions about what it means to answer the call. In what sense? And we had a beautiful discussion in the Bible class also. Let the wicked forsake his way, the unrighteous man his thoughts. We had a carnal mind and a spiritual mind discussed this morning. Let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy and abundantly pardon. And then at the end, it talks about instead of the thorn that we were, that maybe you are, shall come up a fir tree, something that is noble, something that is good and usable. Instead of briar, shall come a myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting covenant, everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. For this temporal thing will be exchanged for things that will not be cut off, that will not be subject to decay and destruction, that will last forever. And it's only found in that water that Isaiah talked about and called you and me to come and come again to that water. And I have to return to that Psalm 90, where it says, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generation. This is Psalm of Moses, we are told, a perennial wanderer who not only had to wander to wilderness where there are no signs, there's no road, but he also had to lead his people who sometimes complain and murmur. And he talks and he sees the value. What does the wanderer need more than that dwelling place to finally arrive, come in a safe place? And he says, Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. He's looking beyond his momentary situation. And he remembers history of his people. That whenever trouble happens, the Lord was their shelter. Dear ones, you and me are going through different things right now. We think of people that lost their loved ones, different sick people, old people, whatever the situation is. He is our dwelling place. He is our refuge. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins are in light of thy countenance. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. As we were told already this morning, this time and situations of challenge is also an opportunity for you and me to learn, to be taught of God. Teach us to number our days. We see how uncertain our days are. Teach us to apply our hearts to wisdom. Wisdom that He gives to us. And the plea is, Lord, return, O Lord, how long? And let it repent thee concerning thy servants. Satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad in our days. When David greatly sinned, he prayed, restore the joy of my salvation. And we pray, let thy work appear unto thy servant, and the glory unto their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us. Establish thou the work of our hands upon thee. The work of our hands, establish thou it. So if there is any message, and there are many messages in this few verses that we share together, is the Lord is our dwelling place, the Lord is our refuge, he is our comfort, he will see us through. May the Lord bless his word.